2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 10. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven, if indeed having been clothed we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given to us the spirit of a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it an aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad. In the given revelation, Apostle Paul calls our earthly home our handmade by God earthly body. The heavenly house he calls our new man, who has grown into the full measure of the growth of Christ, in whom we are called to clothe ourselves. As our heavenly house, that is not handmade, in the form of clean and bright linen. Developing this thought about our promised body that is not handmade, Apostle Paul says, now he who has prepared us for this very thing, or he created us to pursue this very goal. Therefore, we first need to have clear knowledge about the fact that this is what God created us for, so that the mortal would be swallowed up by life. And as evidence of this, he gave us the Spirit as a guarantee, who both for God and for us serves as an oath guarantee, over which both he, God, and us are called to be vigilant. And so the first thing we need to have is knowledge, clear knowledge, about the fact that God created us for this very thing. He created us so that the mortal would be swallowed up by life, swallowed up by the resurrection of Christ. This is first. Second, it is necessary to examine ourselves on the groanings in our handmade tent. And this is due to a yearning desire to be clothed into our heavenly home, since our handmade tent is a burden for our sacred man. Our handmade tent distances us from the Lord. And so the second thing we need to have is groanings. And so when we're talking about groanings, is that we have knowledge, and this knowledge has then brought forth this great desire, this yearning to be clothed into this heavenly home. And we understand that we are in our handmade body, and it is a burden for our new man, and it distances us from the Lord. Third, possessing within your heart the existence of the promise of the invisible body that is not handmade, that is our new man who has grown into the full measure of the growth of Christ, we will always be confident, as we will have knowledge that being in our visible handmade house, we are distanced from the Lord, but even so, he continues to abide in our invisible house that is not handmade in the format of a promise. And the spirit of wisdom and revelation as well that is given to be able to reveal this promise. As we see, we need to not just have the groanings, we need to have confidence. And this happens when I know that while I'm still in this earthly body, this earthly tent, which is a burden for the new man, because in this body is the law of sin, death and sin, and it does not allow me to see the face of the Father. We're distanced from the Father because of it. But even so, we are confident, even with this groaning, we have this great joy, because we understand that the one that our body doesn't see today he lives in the format of a promise and a guarantee of the Holy Spirit in our heart, and we begin to be confident. And so we need to not just stop with the groanings, Apostle Paul says, and Brother Akadi also explains, but we also need to have confidence, because if we just have groanings, then we will finish our life as it would be in a hospital. We need to have confidence. We need to have a clear reason to rejoice in what may be the things that my physical body does not see today. My sacred person does see God. And fourth, being in the handmade tent, in this handmade house, we receive the opportunity and ability to walk before God by faith and not by sight. Not just live with imagination, but with the future, receive the right to walk before God in the truth so we can please Him. And the reason is that we zealously try to be acceptable to Him. This is the reason, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done in the handmade body, whether it be good or bad. Right now we will sing a psalm, and we will thank God that we have today the great opportunity and the privilege to show the Lord that, Lord, we walk before your face. And the Lord says, how so? It is that we walk in your truth. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk about just in the imaginations of our wonderful future. We walk according to knowledge. While we live in this earthly tent, we need to receive the right to the power to be clothed into our imperishable inheritance. And right now, we will demonstrate the fact that we have the legitimate right to clothe our handmade body into a body that is not handmade, because we are not under the curse and power of the law. Tithes, they destroy this curse and this law, and we will right now stand up and partake in this service.
Искушенья кругом бушую, но все
I will happily remind us that every time with the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command from Moses, which he received as a revelation from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel. We're connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.